is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Cheers erupted in Tel Aviv as Hamas released three more Israeli hostages.
Dozens of armed Hamas militants wearing masks and military uniforms paraded three male Israeli hostages at a ceremony in Gaza before handing them over to the Red Cross. The men, ages 34, 52, and 56, looked thin and pale but were able to walk on their own power. Families and supporters watching in Israel cheered and embraced.
That's CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. In return, 183 Palestinians have been released today from Israeli jails. And the BBC's Yolan Nell tells us...
Talks on a sensitive second stage for the Gaza ceasefire are soon due to start in earnest. And many Israelis and Palestinians worry a full end to the war and the return of remaining hostages won't be agreed.
More setbacks for the Trump administration. A judge today blocked the White House's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive information. And CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
And in a separate court filing on Friday, a judge essentially told the White House that there's a temporary hold on the plan to put thousands of USAID workers on administrative leave, setting up a court battle in the days to come.
Meanwhile, the president is heading to the Super Bowl tomorrow. Michael Hecht is the CEO of Greater New Orleans.
The Super Bowl has gone from being just a championship game to being almost like a domestic Davos. And so somehow it feels fitting and appropriate. And I can't say that we're surprised. And frankly, we're thrilled.
A small commuter plane that crashed in western Alaska has been found, and authorities say all 10 people on board have died. Governor Mike Dunleavy says flying is an essential mode of transportation there.
In Alaska, we are the state that flies. We have more pilots per capita. This is how we do things.
It's the deadliest crash in the state in the last 25 years. A lot of coughing and sniffling and sneezing going around. Our Jennifer Kuiper reports flu cases are on the rise in every state.
The last time flu levels were this high was in 2009, and the CDC says the cases are still rising. Dr. Chris Bryant is with Norton Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky.
They're seeing extraordinarily high numbers of kids test positive for flu. It's worrisome.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
While the flu season has peaked twice this year, this winter's COVID surge has been very mild. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Super Bowl 59 coming up tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Eagles and the Chiefs spending time with family and friends before tomorrow night's Super Bowl here in New Orleans. Kickoff at 5:30. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce on what he likes to do the night before the game.
I really don't have too many crazy routines. I really just show up to the game ready to play some football and ready to go, you know, all out for the guys that I'm playing with.
NBA, the Bucks losing in Atlanta last night, 115-110. Doc Rivers upset with what he called a casual effort by his team in the third quarter.
It would have been a joke to basketball if we win the game tonight. We didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve to win. We're a better team than what we showed, and it's on me. I got to get them to see it. It's on me. I got to get them to see that you can't be casual in the NBA game and think you're going to win the game.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some snow possible today. We'll have highs in the low 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 19. For Sunday, mostly sunny, 27. Sunshine with highs in the low 30s on Monday. Next chance of snow on Tuesday. It'll be light with highs in the mid-20s. Currently 33 degrees.
Beauty in the sky. Well, that's what you are. for wearing your green slips.
Saturday morning to you, 9:07 with Rick Johnson, your Saturday morning soundtrack, and of course, the second installment of the WRJ and Capsule Countdown's coming up.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oh, where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand?
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J.
Yeah. love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Jays at WRJN. 34 degrees live at Radio Park. Glad that you're along with me this Saturday morning. It's just so much fun. Thanks for coming along. I really enjoy this. Kind of like just a couple old friends sitting down at the table listening to some of these timeless hits, talking about some of the things going on. Speaking of things that go on, Kurt Vollman, he's got some interesting guests. I know I catch him time to time when I'm driving in the car. And the people that he has on the air, they're fun. They are a good time. And from Racine, and they know the town. Every afternoon, he's on between 2 and 6, from music and the arts to theater and for nonprofit causes. Kurt is in touch with the people who make Racine home. You better believe it. Homeward Bound, weekdays at 2, right here on WRJN.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Where do they
by 9:30, we're going to have the second edition of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. And this time around from 1967. And that's coming up next. You don't want to miss it. Tommy James and Sean Bell's Dragging the Line at WRJN.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine. Dragging the line.
Dragging the line.
My dog Sam eats purple flowers. They ain't got much but what we got towers. But we dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Chabelle's Dragon. You know, it's funny, once I was listening, I don't know what radio station I had on, I was in the car, and the DJ come on after that song and says, well, the sounded like group to Tommy James and Chabelle. I said, what? That is Tommy James and Shondell's Dragging the Line at WRJN. A little past 9:30, time for the second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. A lot of fun. We like to highlight one song out of there that maybe you haven't heard in a while. And then, of course, we run down the numbers of the top 10 songs that were playing on the radio back then in 1967. And on your silver screen, some fantastic flicks that year, too. The Graduate was out. Bonnie and Clyde, remember that one? Boy, that one was kind of gory in the end. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Spencer Tracy? What a excellent movie. In the Heat of the Night and Cool Hand Luke. All great, but what we have here is A Failure to Communicate. All great movies. Also in 1967, what Beatles album was released that broke lots of records? Thinking about that, huh? Well, of course, it was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It was on the charts here for 15 weeks, which was kind of unheard of for an album, and 27 weeks in the United Kingdom. Record of the year. Didn't say song. I said record of the year. You remember doo-dee-doo-dee-doo? Yeah. Strangers of the Night, chairman of the board. He had the record of the year. And the Green Bay Packers defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10. That was on January 5th. Boy, they had a Super Bowl back in January 15th. Imagine that. And that was back in 67. It was the first NFL World Championship game. And our WRJN Capsule Countdown features a great, great Motown song. You just don't hear it much anymore. Okay, and it's the number 5 song we're going to highlight on the countdown from April 30th, 1967. Sounded like this.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
Don't you care? Don't you care?
Eight.
Bernie! You're the soul of me.
Seven.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul.
together.
4.
Standing by for the number 5 song on this date. Countdown.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some snow possible today. We'll have highs in the low 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 19. For Sunday, mostly sunny, 27. Sunshine with highs in the low 30s on Monday. Next chance of snow on Tuesday. It'll be light with highs in the mid 20s. Currently 33 degrees.
Away the fear that you never ever gonna take.
4 degrees at Radio Park, Stevie Wonder.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
Rick Johnson, Saturday morning soundtrack, and I'll be here with the Saturday afternoon soundtrack later on after the game. You know, love is in the air. No, I'm not a singer. There's no chance. But you can show your love in a very unique way this year. Treat your sweetheart to a romantic evening at the zoo.
That's right, I said a romantic evening at the zoo. This includes refreshing champagne open bar, appetizers, catered dinner, raffle, and a special presentation on wild animal love. That's probably the best part. And how it might be similar or not to our own lives. Be a lot of fun, but you know what? Gotta be 21 or older to attend this one. Proceeds benefit the animals and programs of the Racine Zoo. Couple pricing? It's easy. Only $20. If you want to go alone, stag, as they say, adults are $70. So check it out, racinezoo.com, and get all the information that you need.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Thank the Lord for the night time.
forget the day. Give up on tight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
News coming up at the top of the hour at WRJN. These guys are Dutch. They didn't know a lick of English, but they listened to the song and they learned it and sang it. Shocking Blue at WRJN.
Be a
good morning. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Bitty gloop glooping, hibby lobby hibby, la 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 lo lo. Saba sibby saba nooby abba naba sibby lo lo. Hooby looby walla.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Crowds gather.